What is Sanatana Dharma? What is Hinduism? What is Vedanta? What is the history of Vedanta? And from where is all of this information that we are talking about in this channel coming from? Many people are interested to understand the background of Sanatana Dharma and the different schools of thought within Sanatana Dharma. Today, we will do this. We will explore Hinduism or Sanatana Dharma in great detail to understand the structure of this ancient culture. And we will explore different schools of thought like Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, etc., which are a part of the ancient Sanatana Dharma. So now we are doing a deep dive into Sanatana Dharma, from where it all started, the different schools within Sanatana Dharma, what is the history of Vedanta, how it all originated. So all of this we will be looking at in today's call. And after that, we will also take Q&A. So first, let us look at the source. The source of everything is the Vedas. The source for whatever we are talking about today, whether it's Vedanta, whatever we call Hinduism, Sanatana Dharma, everything comes from Vedas. And these Vedas are called as Shrutis. Shrutis are timeless in nature, and Shrutis are what has been heard. So Shrutis are not something that are composed or created by anyone, but when an individual reaches his or her highest potential and he becomes open to the knowledge of the Vedas, it is said that these truths of the universe are revealed to him, and a person can see this truth and hear this truth, and hence they are Shrutis. So they are sounds of truth. So it is not composed by anyone. So the ancient rishis of India, when they reached a certain level of realization, these truths became available to them, and they simply passed it on to the next generation orally. So this is how the system continued for thousands of years, and the Vedas were, you know, transmitted from one generation to another generation systematically. And then comes Smriti. Smriti is something that which has been remembered. So it is not exactly like Shrutis, which are what has been heard, but Smritis are what has been remembered. So Bhagavad Gita, the Gita Upadesha of Krishna to Arjuna, is an example of Smriti. And then there are something called as the Puranas. Purana literally means old, and Puranas contain stories about gods and goddesses, and different mythology is covered under Puranas. And Upanishads are part of Vedas themselves. So Upanishads are not separate from Vedas, but Upanishads are the end of the Vedas, in the sense they are the essence and the conclusion of the Vedas in terms of the philosophical aspect and the nature of reality. Upanishads only deal with the nature of reality. And then we need to talk about the Guru Shishya Parampara. Whatever it is we are talking about here, all of this has been given to us by an unbroken lineage. It is said that from God himself, or that from that infinite intelligence, through a lineage of gurus for thousands and thousands of years, this knowledge of Vedas, Puranas, of Upanishads have been transmitted. This is a brief context to what Sanatana Dharma is. After this, we need to look at the two schools, the two broad categories within Sanatana Dharma. At first, we will briefly look at the heterodox schools, and the main characteristic of these schools of thought is that they do not accept Vedas to be the ultimate truth, or they simply do not accept Vedas. The examples within the heterodox schools are Buddhism, Jainism, Charvakas, Ajivikas, and so on. There are many schools like this. Buddhism, as we all know, is based on the teachings of Buddha. Buddha's main tenets that they are not especially concerned with the existence or non-existence of God. Buddha considered that the world is full of misery, and considered a man's duty is to seek liberation from the painful world. So he criticized blind faith in the traditional scriptures like Vedas. But it is important to make a note here that at the time of Buddha, the Upanishads and the Vedantic teachings were totally ignored by the society. They were indulged in animal sacrifices. They were indulged in only the ritualistic aspect of the Vedas, which the Buddha condemned at that time, because the essence of the Vedas, the Upanishads, were ignored, and the society was indulged in different sorts of rituals. And then there is Jainism. The basic principle of Jainism is the idea that reality is perceived differently from different points of view, and that no single point of view is completely true. So those who have the infinite knowledge can know the true answer, and that all others would know only a part of the answer. Jainism also did not accept Vedas to be revelations. And then there are Charvakas. Charvakas are basically materialists, and they are atheists. They were skeptical, and according to them, there is no karma, there is no dharma, there is no other world. Hence, death is the end of humans, and pleasure is the ultimate object of life. So drink, eat, do whatever you want. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. This is how many people even today live. So this is one view. This is almost the opposite of spirituality. And then there were Ajivikas. And Ajivikas believe that there is a cosmic force which ordered the affairs of the universe and determined all events. And they believed that personal efforts were unable to change or accelerate improvement towards one's spiritual destiny. So basically, they believed that everything is predetermined and there is nothing that we can do. And even they rejected God, they rejected the Vedas. Then there are many schools like this. I have simply noted down some important ones within the heterodox schools. And then there are orthodox schools. Orthodox schools within Sanatana Dharma accepted Vedas as revelations and to be true. Within orthodox schools, there is Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Purva Mimamsa and Uttara Mimamsa or Vedanta. Sankhya was, propounded by Kapila Muni, and Sankhya is one of the oldest philosophical systems in the world. In fact, Swami Vivekananda called Kapila Muni the most ancient philosopher in the world. And the basic teaching or the premise of Sankhya is that there are two aspects to existence. One is Purusha, that is self or consciousness. And then there is Prakriti, matter or the universe. And they interact with each other. And our goal is to detach from the material aspect and realize our nature as pure consciousness. But Sankhya propagated that even Prakriti exists infinitely separate from Brahman or consciousness. So this is the difference between Sankhya and Vedanta. And then there is Yoga. Yoga is popular nowadays across the world. The main proponent or the main teacher who systemized yoga was Patanjali. Yoga literally means union of the two principal entities. And yoga consists of an elaborate system. The Ashtanga Yoga has an elaborate system of asana, pranayama, pratyahara, etc. Basically, to reach the ultimate state of samadhi. And then there is Nyaya. Nyaya is logic. Nyaya states that nothing is acceptable until and unless it is in accordance with the reason and experience. So everything has to be logically understood as per this philosophy. And within Nyaya Sutras, there are four means of attaining valid knowledge. There is perception, inference, comparison, and verbal testimony. So we will not go into detail with regards to each of these philosophies, but we are looking at them from the surface to understand the overall framework and overall schools of thought within Sanatana Dharma. And then there is Vaisheshika, which is similar to Nyaya in terms of their frameworks and thought. But Kanada and Kanada Sutras are the main, principal teaching with respect to Vaisheshika philosophy. The basis of this philosophy is that all objects in physical universe are reducible to a finite number of atoms. And Brahman is regarded as the fundamental force that causes consciousness in these atoms. So the atomic structure was discussed thousands and thousands of years ago in the Kanada Sutras. And then comes Purva Mimamsa. Jamini is associated with this school of Sanatana Dharma. And this philosophy encompasses the Nyaya Vaisheshika systems and it emphasizes the concepts of valid knowledge. According to Purva Mimamsa, Vedas are eternal and possesses all knowledge. So this is the, they focus on the ritualistic aspect of the Vedas. Whereas the Uttara Mimamsa or Vedanta, they focus on the philosophical teachings of the Upanishads and the Vedas. So our interest lies in Vedanta. So to come here, we discussed the entire progression and history of what all happened within Sanatana Dharma. Within Vedanta, again, there are different schools based on their own interpretations of the Upanishads. As you all know, we follow Advaita Vedanta. The main proponent of Advaita Vedanta was Adiguru Shankaracharya. Then there is Dvaita, and the main proponent for Dvaita was Madhvacharya. And then there is Vishishta Advaita of Sri Ramanujacharya. Then there is Shuddha Advaita, and so on. There are different schools based on different interpretations of the Upanishads. But as you will discover and as you will understand through this call and through our programs, how Advaita Vedanta gives a holistic understanding of reality and a holistic and the most clear and direct interpretation of the Upanishads. And Adiguru Shankaracharya in his time, which was around 8th century, there is some debate with regards to this timing. But at this time, the entire Sanatana Dharma, the system was broken. And Buddhism and different other religions had taken over the entire landscape of India. And then whatever remained of Sanatana Dharma, where mainly focused on the ritualistic aspect of the Vedas, which are called Karmakanda. But then Shankaracharya came, he re-established and revived the Sanatana Dharma. He composed innumerable number of works. His main works are Bhashyas, which are basically commentaries on the Brahma Sutras, on the 10 main Upanishads, on Lalita Trishati, etc. And then there are Prakarana Granthas, which are very important texts that he composed, which explains to us the nature of reality. Viveka Chudamani, Aparoksha Anubhuti, Atma Bodha, Tattva Bodha, all of the things that we study are the creations of Shankaracharya. Then he also created many, many hymns and devotional works. The Ganesha Bhujangam, Sri Ganesha Pancharatnam. So, Saundarya Lahari, many, many works. There is some debate as in what all works he composed and what all works he has not, in terms of when it comes to his devotional work. But then he has composed a lot of works in terms of hymns and meditations or devotional works, or in terms of Prakarana Granthas, which are basically texts which explain to us the nature of reality. Apart from this, his main works were the commentaries that he gave, the explanations that he gave to the Upanishads, which made it clear in terms of what these Upanishads were talking about. So this is about Shankaracharya. And then Vedanta, right? Let us discuss a little bit more about Vedanta today. So within Vedanta, we are studying Advaita Vedanta, which we call Vedanta itself, the most direct and the clear interpretation of the Upanishads. And the foundational texts for Vedanta are called Prasthana Trayi. These three texts of Upanishads, Brahma Sutras, and Bhagavad Gita are the foundational texts for a student of Vedanta. And the foundational concepts within Vedanta are Brahman, Atman, Karma, Dharma, Samsara, Dukkha, Jnana, and Moksha. So Brahman is the universal consciousness, the infinite consciousness, the ultimate reality, God, universal intelligence, whatever we call it. And then Atman is the self. And the primary tenet of Advaita Vedanta is that Atman is Brahman. The self is universal consciousness, because the universal consciousness or the infinite consciousness is all there is, according to Vedanta. And then karma is about cause and effect. It is action and memory. Dharma is about sustainability or truth. And samsara is about the world and birth and death, the cycle of birth and death. And dukkha is suffering. Jnana is knowledge, transcendental knowledge here. And moksha is enlightenment. These are some foundational concepts that one needs to know and understand when it comes to Advaita Vedanta or Vedanta in general. Essence of Vedanta tells us that the self is infinite and everything is one at the fundamental level. So the infinitude of self and oneness in all is the essence of Advaita Vedanta. And the goal with everything is enlightenment. So absolute cessation of suffering and attainment of absolute bliss. These are the two indicators of an enlightened being. And this is the goal for everyone, because everyone seeks absolute cessation of suffering and attainment of absolute bliss. This is the entire structure that we need to understand what Sanatana Dharma actually is. And it started from Sankhya and it came till Vedanta, and there are again different heterodox schools like Buddhism, Jainism, etc., who didn't accept Vedas, but still they are a part of Sanatana Dharma, in the sense they all come under one ecosystem of Sanatana Dharma. They all come under one umbrella. And Swami Vivekananda also said that these different schools of thought are progressive in nature. In the sense, Advaita Vedanta is the ultimate realization that an individual can have. And this system and these schools of thought, this knowledge was transmitted from one generation to another generation through the lineage of Guru Parampara. But this system was disturbed and, you know, it was attacked during a certain period in India due to colonization and Islamic invasions, etc. But even though this was disturbed and this was attacked, still the essence of it remains, and because of which we still have this knowledge and wisdom. And this is still going on, and this knowledge is enlightening the world.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.